This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Those people out there who tell me it's this Astros cheating that is going to drive them away from the game of baseball. That because of the Astros and how they stole signs in 2017, and because of how it's been handled, you guys are done with baseball. That's it. I shouldn't say you guys. There's like two of you. But I've seen that. That's it. I'm boycotting baseball because the Astros cheated and the commissioner's punishing the franchise. That is inexcusable. That is the last straw. I do find that highly amusing. If that really is you and that's actually how you feel, you were already looking for a reason, or you probably weren't watching a whole lot of baseball to start with. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Always good to have you on board, especially for the Hump Show. You keep me company, even though you tell me I keep you company. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. I've never done that. Well, it's been a really long time. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Maybe it'll just wait a few more minutes before we hear anything else about the Astros and the reaction. Although I got to tell you, Nick Markakis is pretty funny. And I also enjoyed hearing what Ryan Zimmerman had to say from the World Series champion Nationals. And just thinking about the Nationals, so seeing Howie Kendrick and Ryan Zimmerman and some of their first comments at spring training, I thought, oh my goodness, October was awesome. It just put me right back there where the Astros were running from wild card through all those elimination games to the crazy, miraculous win in Los Angeles to the way that they put the beat down on the Cardinals. And then to see them in the World Series against the Astros, it's good stuff. It just put me right back there. I really enjoyed October, and I feel like we've been pretty spoiled with our recent runs through October. But now, of course, 2017, it feels like it should hit the wood pile. It should be burned up, so put it on the wood pile. But we'll save that for 15 minutes from now, just, you know, to make those of you who are tired of it happy, at least for the next 15 minutes. Let's see. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter. So if you send them to me and I don't like them, I won't tell producer Chris. That's just the risk that you run. But you can send them to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Without you even asking, I'll just tell you, coming up on Friday, I have to do something that I really am not looking forward to. In fact, it makes me extremely nervous. I've told you before, I suck at selfies. Whenever I do selfies with other people, I always make them take the photos. I don't know what it is, but when they take the photos, it's much better. Now, I'm a great photographer. I can take photos of people, animals, scenery, oceans. Like, I can frame photos really well if it's other stuff. When it comes to me, somehow I always end up looking like a weirdo. So I do not do well at selfies. I like the Snapchat selfies, though, because they always give you those extra elements like hearts in your hair or bunny ears, or they put all this insane makeup on me that I'm not actually wearing, or the one at Valentine's Day, if you haven't seen it, the one where the bear is hugging me. It would be nice to have that bear. He was cute. Not like Ted the bear, but, you know, like a real cute bear. And so anyway, I do selfies. I don't like selfies, really. They kind of stress me out. And pictures that are going to be around for a really long time, they stress me out even more. So for those of you who've been on our social media or following the show for quite a while, you know that we have some headshots, some stock photos of, it's like shoulders up. Now, there are a couple more that kind of go chest up. And so they give you a little bit more. But for the most part, when you have to apply for credentials or you're trying to, release a photo to represent the company or for some business purpose, maybe it's a press release, you have to have these really high-res, professional-looking photos. Well, the ones that we took originally here at CBS Sports Radio, back when After Hours was about to become a five-night-a-week show, they were great, but they're 6 years old. And so I asked my boss, hey, can we get some new photos? And because we've changed the lineup a little bit here on CBS Sports Radio, they're doing other photos for people that need them or want them. So here are my options. Come in one afternoon when you wake up. That did not seem appealing to me because in order to get here before the close of business, I'd have to be up, be all ready to go, get my stuff and my butt on a train, get into New York City, which is where CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located, and then be ready for photos when I'm half asleep. So it essentially would mean 3 or 4 hours of sleep before I get up and come right back into work. And that did not feel like a good option. I'd rather just stay up. So the other option was to have them done on a morning after the show. Oy. And because the photographer doesn't work at 6 o'clock Eastern time, I have to wait for the photographer to get here. So if we're going to do that, it has to be on a Friday because by the time I do get home, it'll be several hours after I normally go to bed, la la la. So it's going to be a really long day into night, into another morning. What is this, Super Bowl week again? And so I am doing them on Friday morning, bringing multiple outfits, getting my makeup done. I don't normally wear a lot of makeup anyway. In fact, I'd say 85% of my life I go without makeup. But I'm paying a friend to do my makeup. She's a makeup artist. And then I have to be all ready to go by, maybe 2 hours after the show. Usually by 2 hours after the show, I am getting into bed with my book and falling asleep when my head nods and smacks the book. So that's going to be fun. But it just stresses me out because I don't enjoy photos and I'm worried it's going to be a bad hair day. And then these photos are going to be sticking around for the next 6 years if I'm here for the next 6 years. And yeah, so as we get closer to Friday morning, my stress level is going to go up. Maybe I could just take him with my phone. Maybe I could just have somebody, a friend of mine, take him with my phone and we can avoid all of the hullabaloo. Yeah, so that's coming up at the end of the week. I just need to get it over with. I just got to suck it up and get it over with and know I'm going to be tired and hope the makeup hides the bags under my eyes. So see, you don't have to ask me about that anymore. I just told you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On my Twitter, A-Law Radio, Facebook page, and then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. One of the things about men's college basketball this year is that the field is wide open. There isn't really a dominant team. You may remember going back to, the earlier part of the season. So non-conference, but also into the conference season. I have to sneeze. That better not happen during the photos. That there were teams that kept moving to number one in the country only to lose, and they would tumble back down out of number one in the AP rankings and the coaches' rankings. So it's really not a great thing to be the top team in the country these days, unless you're Baylor. And also, it shows us that March Madness is likely to be really competitive. Now, there may not be any dominant teams, and sometimes that draws more people in if it's a recognizable team, a Kentucky, a Duke, UCLA, la, 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 la. If I didn't name your team, don't get mad. I don't care. Don't at me. And so the idea being that you may not have any massive superstars like a Zion Williamson from a year ago, but you do have a wide open field that should make it more competitive and theoretically more fun. There could be some major upsets, which is, I think, one of the reasons why we really enjoy March Madness, because it can be total chaos. However, the team that has managed to stay on top The team that has managed to protect its number one ranking is the Baylor Bears.
6:15 to go. Bears lead by 8. Butler firing a 3. Whoa. Right wing, and he drains it.
Big play guy. There's another one. 19 in the game for Butler.
55-44. Bears lead by 11 at the 6-minute mark. Avion Mitchell into the front court. Crosses the timeline and stands there directing traffic. Now we'll move to the left side. Passes left corner to Butler. A 3 in the air and good.
Boy, they're doing a great job finding him. He's got the hot hand. He's got 22 now.
Bears ball leading by 8 over the Sooners. Mitchell gives the ball to Bandu. Bandu to Vital. Top of the key. Now to Mitchell. Mitchell drives by his defender. Oh. Shot no good, but a follow-up jam by Vital. Harmon a 3. No good. Gillespie another rebound. With 3 seconds to go, Baylor has the ball. And the Bears have a Big 12 record 23rd win in a row. Baylor wins in Norman over the Oklahoma Sooners tonight. Bears maintain first place in the Big 12 Conference.
The Baylor Bears win their 23rd game in a row. And they don't do it in dominating fashion. They don't do it in a spectacular manner. You don't look at that team and go, whoa, that's the best team in the country. No, they don't blow you away. In fact, Oklahoma jumped out to an early lead. But it's Baylor's defense that is so smothering that then makes its opponents look inept on offense. They can't find any room to breathe. And so the Bears win their 23rd game in a row, and they stay on top of the Big 12. They set a new record in their conference with consecutive wins. They actually broke a tie that they had with Kansas going back to the late 90s. And Jared Butler may be a name that you know. They only scored 65 points. They're not going to run up and down the court and run you out of the gym. They're just going to make it really difficult for you to score. So Oklahoma with only 54 points in this game. And now coming up this weekend, this should be good. The Bears against Kansas, number 3. So number 1 versus number 3. It's a nice high-profile game even as we get closer to the end of February. And we are now inside of a month away from Selection Sunday. And we've got conference championships, which is kind of an early taste of March Madness. It's mini madness earlier in the month. So excited. Congratulations to the Baylor Bears. John Morris with the call on the Learfield Sports Network. And just for good measure, congratulations to Kim Mulkey, who now has 600 career wins as the head coach of the Baylor women currently. But she is the fastest D1 coach ever to get to 600 wins.
I coached a lot of great players, that I have a coaching staff that has stayed with me and brought me those great players, that I work in a university that values women's basketball and they let me be me. And I'm getting old. That's what that means. I'm getting old.
She has such a great sense of humor. And if you've ever watched her during a game, she becomes another person. She really is a little bit crazy. And she'll tell you that she loses. She just loses her mind on the sidelines sometimes. She stomps and she yells and she gestures and she throws her hands up in the air. And she's one heck of a coach, though. So she's able to win her 600th game as the Baylor women, who are number 2 in the country, beat Texas Tech. It was only her 700th game. How about that? She wins 600 in 700 tries. That's pretty amazing. And also, for those of you who might be anal retentive, what perfect numbers? 600 wins, 100 losses in her career. She averages 30 wins per season. Nerd alert! That's amazing. So Kim Mulkey, best coach in women's college basketball. And there are a lot of really good ones. But with the UConn women struggling, struggling is relative, but struggling compared to their standards the last few years, the Lady Bears are the defending champs. And Kim Mulkey she's the face. She's the face of that, one of the faces of that university. But I would say she's more recognizable and at this point more successful than Scott Drew. So She is the face of women's basketball, and certainly that face in the Big 12 and with Baylor that you recognize. Also, she's highly entertaining on the sidelines during games. So congratulations to her, coach, with her comments on Fox Sports after she guides her team to a 600th career victory. It's big time for Baylor basketball. Has Baylor become a basketball school? It might have. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get back to more comments from spring training. They won't go away. I can't really blame Aaron Judge because it's also Nick Markakis and Ryan Zimmerman and Howie Kendrick and Dave Roberts. And on and on and on it goes. It's our Hump Show. Thanks for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Nobody wore buzzers. That's a lie. The reason Jose Altuve didn't want to get his shirt ripped off, I'm going to tell you. Earlier in the year, he hit a walk-off at Minute Maid Park. I ripped off his shirt with Tony Kemp. There is pictures of that. There is videos of that. You can go look at it. I ripped off his shirt. His wife told my wife, why is Carlos ripping Altuve's shirt? Like, I don't like that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Like, I don't like that. His wife told my wife, knock it off. But that's not the only explanation. Jose Altuve had a really bad tattoo as well on his collarbone. And that also is a reason why he wanted to keep his shirt on following a walk-off home run. Carlos Correa has been my favorite Astro through all of this. I mean, I would say Justin Verlander would be my favorite Astro if he'd actually say anything. But he's remaining relatively inobtrusive. No, that's not the right word. He's relatively out of sight. He's hoping that he can fly under the radar. So, yeah, I wish he'd call out his teammates. Dude, you're the one who hates cheating. You're the one who's been so outspoken about it. Maybe you should be the mouthpiece for the Astros. And the rest of us might actually feel like they were sorry or that you haven't changed who you are simply because it helped you to win a World Series, something like that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not sure what's funnier. I told you the guy who claims he's never watching baseball again, he's boycotting baseball because of the Astros cheating. That one's pretty amusing. But how about the person who says, if only the media would stop talking about this, it would go away. Oh, yeah. You're right. The Dodgers are just going to forget all about it. Aaron Judge is just going to forget all about it. No one is going to say a word. Rob Manfred, he's going to stand in front of microphones, and if the media is not paying any attention, well then, it'll just go away. That's right. You can blame it on the media if you like, even if you are completely ignorant of how this actually works. I would like to talk about something else. But you know what? This one hasn't died yet. It's still around. It's defying the 24-hour news cycle, that's for sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Aaron Judge, his first opportunity to load up the gun and fire away at the Astros.
It was tough to watch, through the whole thing, once it came out, I was pretty mad, pretty upset. To know that we were probably, cheated out of a possibility of, making it to the World Series. Because as a kid, that's, forget the individual awards, forget how many games you win, how many homers you hit. It's about, winning a World Series, winning a World Series with your team and fighting till the very end, the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the game, to be that last team that's standing, and to hear that you got cheated out of that opportunity, that's... That's tough to kind of, let go, but that's why I'm glad we can talk about this now so we can let it go and move on to 2020 because we got a pretty good team and a lot of important things we want to do.
There's no way that you could keep Mike Trout or Aaron Judge or Cody Bellinger or Justin Turner or Ryan Zimmerman or Howie Kendrick or Nick Markakis. There's no way you could keep these guys LeBron James, we could add him to the list. Listen here, baseball commissioner. There's no way you could keep these guys from talking. If they weren't speaking into microphones because they're doing their media duties at the start of spring training, they'd be using their social media. That's how LeBron communicated. He's on his all-star break, and he's still weighing in about the mess in baseball. Listen here. These guys don't need microphones. They don't need direct access to the media, but they're going to use it. Of course they want to have their opinions be heard. They're ticked. Aaron Judge is ticked, and he didn't even mention the MVP award in 2017. But he did mention, this is disappointing. This sucks. We were one game away from getting to the World Series in 2017. Oh, wait, guess who beat us? The Cheaters. You really think the Dodgers don't want to talk about this? This is not about the media, peeps. These baseball players are not going to keep quiet until they have been heard. They're not going to keep quiet or move forward. And they shouldn't have to. They're the ones who are now living with the consequences. And as long as the Astros are staying relatively mum as much as they possibly can, they clear the deck for the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Nationals. And pretty soon, we'll find out what the commissioner has in store for the Red Sox in 2018. It's after, well, from 2018. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What about that 2017 World Series title, Aaron Judge?
I just don't think it holds any value. You know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing, we're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know, and, you know, you just lay it out there. And, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against, that I just don't feel like that's earned, or, you know, yeah, it's not earned.
Yeah, I'm sure Aaron Judge had to be cajoled to open up his mouth. I'm sure Aaron Judge had to be led to the microphone. Okay, Aaron, you got to say a couple words about the Astros. Are you kidding? No way. This is not even a guy who normally stirs up trouble. It's not what he does. It's not his personality. But this one's personal. It stings. So no, it's not the media. No, this is the Astros. You want to blame somebody for this being the number one story in sports? How about blame the Astros? Oh, well, that'd be too easy. That's too obvi. 855-212-4227. Coming up, Nick Markakis has a suggestion. So remember last night we asked you, what would satisfy you? What would make you feel like you could move on? What would give you closure over this 2017 Astros cheating mess and the World Series that they're not going to be stripped of? What would make it feel better? Well, Nick Markakis has an idea. I don't think it's going to fly, but he is thinking outside the box. You'll hear from him next. Plus your calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It is part of our Hump Show. So on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's because he got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here that honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo. And he didn't want nobody to see it. He didn't want to show it at all.
I mean, what else?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I don't believe the buzzer thing, only because the investigators from Major League Baseball found no evidence. And I don't think Jose Altuve refusing to have his jersey ripped off is proof of anything. I think Carlos Correa coming up with all these reasons and excuses is amusing. But come on, you can't say he was wearing a buzzer simply because he didn't want his jersey torn off. That's a gigantic leap that they only make in movies. So I'm not going to believe it unless there's some evidence. However, it is funny that he goes from his wife told my wife, why are you ripping off Jose's shirt? I don't like it. To honestly, he had a really bad tattoo. The whole thing is just out of control. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. So easy. I'm in a weird mood. Can you tell? I guess that could make for an entertaining Ask Amy Anything. So you can find our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, and you've got about an hour or so. Not even. We're inside of an hour now until your favorite feature of the entire week. Just be honest. 855-212-4227. I'll get right back to your calls here in a sec. But I want you to hear what Nick Markakis has to say. So it was the NL East turn to weigh in on Tuesday. We've got members of the Washington Nationals, Ryan Zimmerman, Howie Kendrick, essentially the old dogs, wiser, experienced, but had humongous, massive hits in the playoffs. And I really enjoyed their storylines. And you've also got Nick Markakis of the Braves, who decided he wanted to answer our question about what would make us feel better. How can we move past the Astros cheating their way to a World Series title?
It angers you, especially from a guy who has played the game the right way his whole career. No shortcuts. I know how hard this game is. I know how hard preparing for this game is. And to see something like that, it's damaging to baseball. It's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. It's wrong. They're messing with people's careers.
I know it's politically incorrect to laugh at that because that'd be like accessory to a crime. Beating is a crime. He's advocating violence. I feel like every guy over there needs a beating. Well, I don't know who's going to give it to him, but that's Nick's way of moving on.
I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
If they get their beatings, he's okay with moving on. But honestly, he's not saying anything different other than the beating part than what a lot of veterans are saying and what a lot of veterans said during the steroid era. As someone who does things the right way and chooses to stay clean, it's frustrating that we're competing against guys who aren't. Nick Markakis, I've done things right my entire career, and this is what I get in exchange for my integrity. We're up against guys who are using technology to steal signs. Of course it makes you angry. I think every guy over there deserves a beating. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Charlie, who's in Jacksonville. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good. A quick and easy way to take care of this, since Manfred gave the players a pass. I think the...
No. Manfred gave them immunity in exchange for their testimony. Come on. He didn't just say, I don't care what you did. I mean, he wasn't going to get the full story unless he gave something up himself. So at least be accurate about it.
Semantics. Okay. But
not semantics. We weren't going to know about any of this stuff if he didn't promise that he wasn't going to punish them for it. Otherwise, we wouldn't know any of this.
True. Okay. Still, Hall of Fame needs to stand up and say, no one from the 17-18 Astros are going to be eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. That way, the average player on those teams, what I would call the followers, just the regular everyday players, don't actually get punished. The players like your Verlanders who have the power in that clubhouse, the Altuves, they're the ones that are going to take the brunt of the pain for this.
Well, okay, just to play devil's advocate, Justin Verlander was traded in at the deadline, number one. Number two, Justin Verlander doesn't bat for the most part. I mean, unless you're talking about interleague playing in National League Park or those times when he would have had to bat in the playoffs or the World Series, he's not batting. So how does he benefit from sign stealing?
Okay, how many more runs per game might they average during his games that he pitch?
All right, so you're saying that he should have put a stop at it because of that.
He's got power in there. It is up to him to say no. He knows better. He's the one that doesn't cheat, right? Stand up, be the man, and say, you know what? This isn't right. Stop. He's as responsible as anybody else is, whether he wanted it or not. He didn't stop it. You're still responsible for it.
Yeah, I got you. That's why A.J. Hinch was fired from his job, is because he's ultimately the leader and didn't do anything about it.
Exactly. Thank you. Have a good day.
That would be a tough price to pay, though. Justin Verlander not getting into the Hall of Fame, considering that the majority of his career was not in Houston, and he gets traded into the Astros. Now he wins that World Series, so that's obviously huge, the ring. And that part is tainted. But for a guy who hardly bats, now I don't think he needs a whole lot of extra run support, just let's be honest, but he's pitching really, really well since he went to Houston. I mean, think about this past season. Would you really take the Hall of Fame away from Justin Verlander for getting traded into the Astros and not stopping something that was already in place? That's an interesting question. I feel like that's too harsh for a guy who did most of his best work before he ever got there. Now, again, he had a really good 2019 season, but there's no evidence they were stealing signs in 2019. What if you take the World Series out? Is he still a Hall of Famer? In my opinion, yes. Dave, Chris, would you like to weigh in? Big baseball fans that you are. I say, even if you take all of the 2017 season out, including Verlander's World Series ring, he is still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think he's a slam dunk, first ballot Hall of Famer. And I think even with his postseason struggles, I mean, he's still one of the best pitchers of this generation, and he's got the longevity on top of Cy Young Awards at this point. I just think, yeah, it's tainted, but he's clearly a Hall of Famer.
Listen here, baseball commissioner. What do you think, Chris? I don't know why I said that. It just seemed to fit there.
Yeah, baseball is one of the Hall of Fames that you don't need rings to get in necessarily, so he can get in on merit alone just from the stats and the numbers he put up from his time in Detroit.
I mean, he and Gerrit Cole, I think Gerrit Cole needs to send him a couple thank you notes for all of that money he just made with the Yankees. But the numbers that we saw with Justin Verlander this year in Houston, when there's, again, no evidence that they were doing any type of cheating or stealing signs, they were phenomenal. I mean, at what is he, 30? Is he 38? No, 36? I can't remember exactly how old he is. But this was a resurgent season for him. And yes, he did struggle a bit in the postseason. He definitely did. And there were moments where we talked about him and Clayton Kershaw being in the same boat, just having these performances in the postseason that are nothing like what we would see from them in the regular season. And that it really is really kind of the outliers, and yet they happen on the postseason stage. And so that's what everybody talks about. At 36 years old, he wins another Cy Young. And if he never gets traded to the Astros, or let's just say he joins the Astros after they win the 2017 World Series. So he joins the Astros in 18 and then ends up pitching the way he did in 18 and 19. Yeah, I don't know how you can keep him out of the Hall of Fame. I still say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but that's just me. In the postseason, by the way, he pitched 35 innings, started 6 games. 2 of them were quality starts, but he was 0-2 in terms of record. Gave up 13 earned runs. His ERA, 4.68 in those. I'm sorry, 4.33. Greinke's was 4.68. 4.33 in the postseason. And so not anything like what we got in the regular season, but he won his Cy Young based on what he did in the regular season, even beating out Gerrit Cole. who, by the way, had 47 strikeouts in the 2019 postseason. Yeah, I don't know about Jose Altuve. I mean, he's won multiple batting titles. This guy is, he's shown us that there isn't a pitch he can't hit. And there's been some speculation swirling about that he actually wouldn't allow them to bang on trash cans or feed him signs when he was at the plate. I have no way of knowing if that's true or not. It's just something that's been out there. But if even if you take out 2017 with the MVP, who knows what happens the rest of his career? Interesting concept. Verlander, by the way, started 34 games last season, 21-6, 2.58 ERA, 300 strikeouts. That's without any type of cheating at all. And another Cy Young. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Working through your calls here. Dave is in Youngstown, Ohio. Welcome.
Hey, Amy. Hey, I looked at it this way, that every one of those players should be fined, and they can't play in the upcoming season until their fine is paid. Okay? That would be a good thing that shows it hits each individual in the pocket.
What kind of fine are we talking about?
Excuse me?
What kind of fine are we talking about?
I'm going to say that a reasonable fine for every one of those players should be, you know, $50,000 to $100,000.
All right. And you think that would do it?
Well, I think it would be back at all of us that, hey, they all had to contribute in paying a fine for cheating. But I also look at it this way. Like, you still have to, you know, sign reading and all that. You still have to hit the ball. You still got to field the ball. You still got to pitch the ball. So would you say that they were the only team in the whole league that was doing something to try to, you know, better?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, what are we in kindergarten? He started it. They were doing it too. No, I mean, according to Rob Manfred, every single accusation that they heard about stealing signs over the last couple of years with technology, they have investigated. And this, along with the Red Sox of 2018, was the one that stuck. It was the one that had real teeth. So they've investigated a lot of different complaints, and they haven't come up with anything anywhere close to what the Astros were doing in 2017. But even if every other team in the league was doing it, the Astros were the World Series champs, which means they definitely need to be outed.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, they're the champs. If they didn't become the champs, then it probably would just fall with the rest of them.
Well, rest of what? Who else are you accusing of stealing signs with technology?
Well, I've always heard that, you know, in all sports, they try to find the edge. And, I mean, we've seen it with the New England Patriots and stuff, and it's part of the game, but I know
it's
the whole
it's part of the game, right.
Now.
It's part of the game when you don't use technology. Absolutely. Dave, thanks so much. I mean, when I was playing Little League, we were constantly trying to see what the third base coach was sending down the line to the plate. So, yeah, the sign stealing is one thing. That's not what we're talking about. The commissioner's not telling you that you can't steal signs. He's saying you can't use technology in-game. You can even use technology when you're not on the field. You just can't use it during a game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our hump show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.